Rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South?
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm gonna make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rao Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Hey, 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 what's up, y'all? Welcome into another funky, fresh edition of the J. Rao Show, the Wednesday edition. 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight we have another treat, folks. On Who's Who's Wednesday, we have another who in the building. Tonight, we have, how do I break this brother down? He's an author, he's a speaker, he's a trainer, he's a vocalist, Sir Charles. Make sure I say that correctly. Sir Charles Carey's in the house. He's going to stop by and talk about his books, his battles with cancer. I tell you, you are going to be inspirized tonight. That's right. That's my word, not yours. Plus, coming up here in a few minutes, we have news, the three-minute commentary, and we have the music lounge. Tonight is my girl, Sade. But we're only 30 minutes away from Charles, but you know how we get down. Let's get this party started. On the other side of this first break, we'll be back with the very best in the business. It's the J. Rao Show. It is the Wednesday edition. That number again, 347-850-1272. Write it down. T.O., let's get this party started right.
The J. Rao Show starts now.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The director of the National Security Agency, General Keith Alexander, says the agency's surveillance programs are helping protect Americans. Craig Wyndham reports Alexander defended the agency's sweeping data collection efforts in testimony before a Senate panel today.
Alexander says the NSA's surveillance programs have paid off.
It's dozens of terrorist events that these have helped prevent.
And Alexander told the lawmakers the NSA is committed to safeguarding the privacy rights of Americans while working to prevent terrorism and cyber attacks.
Our agency takes great pride in protecting this nation and our civil liberties and privacy.
Alexander dismissed as false the claim by a former NSA contract worker that the agency has the ability to tap into the private email and phone calls of any American. Craig Wyndham, NPR News, Washington.
Edward Snowden, the contractor at the center of the controversy over the National Security Agency programs that are used to sweep up phone and internet data of users, had dropped out of sight after checking out of his Hong Kong hotel. Apparently, he was tracked down by the South China Morning Post. Snowden telling a reporter from the newspaper he's not trying to hide from justice, but instead wants to stay in the city to reveal what he contends is wrongdoing by the U.S. government. Snowden, a 29-year-old, leaked information about U.S. surveillance programs, claiming he did so over privacy concerns. A 10-year-old Pennsylvania girl at the center of a national debate over the allocation of lungs for transplants is undergoing a transplant today. NPR's Rob Stein explains the girl's mother posted news of the development on her Facebook page.
Janet Murnahan is asking the public to pray for her daughter Sarah and the family of the donor. Sarah Murnahan needed a transplant because her own lungs had been destroyed by cystic fibrosis. Her plight drew national attention when a judge ordered the nation's organ network to make her eligible to receive a lung from an adult. Typically, adult lungs are offered to other adults and adolescents first. No details have been released about who ended up being Sarah's donor. She's being treated at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, where she had been in intensive care. In response to her case, the Organ Network this week announced a temporary process for children to be placed on the list for adult lungs as it reviews its policies. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Heavy equipment maker Caterpillar says it is upping its quarterly dividend by 8 cents to 60 cents a share, effective for shareholders of record as of July 22nd. Caterpillar CEO Doug Oberhelman says the 15% dividend increase announced today, along with a $1 billion accelerated stock buyback at the company, should boost value for shareholders. Stocks continued their downward slide today, with blue chips posting the second straight day of triple-digit losses. The Dow was down 126 points to close below 15,000. The NASDAQ dropped 36 points. The S&P 500 lost 13 points. You're listening to NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Okay, before I get started, let me say this. I know that this is not Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio. I know this. Don't send emails. Don't call. Jay, what are you doing? Listen, I understand this, but it's a 3-minute commentary, and I get 3 minutes to talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about, and tonight I want to talk about Tim frickin' Tebow. What is people's infatuation with this kid? I mean, what the hell is wrong with football executives, general managers, coaches, and teams throughout the NFL that continue to give this guy an opportunity to play quarterback? As you well know by now, Tim Tebow signed with the New England Patriots yesterday. And now, before I continue this, I just want to say that I need to get this off my chest. Now, I know, once again, this is not Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio, but there may be a special edition of Powerhouse tomorrow because I cannot hold this in any longer. I digress. So, okay. So now, he signed with the New England Patriots. And all of a sudden, people are saying, oh my God, Tim Tebow, he's a third-string quarterback. Okay, whatever. But why is he even playing this position? He stinks. He's a great kid. If my daughter came home with him, I would probably be looking at her like, okay, what the hell is up with that? But you know, at the end of the day, I'd say, hey, you know what? If you love him, then guess what? Roll with it. Great kid. But why is he getting this attention? I'll tell you in 30 seconds. All I know is that the boy can't play quarterback. He sucks. He can't make passes. And what kills me about these Tim Tebow lovers, oh my God, Tim Tebow brings us back. He always wins in the fourth quarter. That's because he stuck it up for 3 quarters. And he's the reason why you were in that predicament in the first place. 30 seconds are up. Let me tell you why Tim Tebow continues to get opportunities in the NFL. Because he's a great kid. Good kid. Good Christian kid. He's a virgin, that's what he's telling us, so we have to take the man at his word. But that's the reason why he continues to get opportunities, because people want good, wholesome kids. You know, people don't want the good guy finish last scenario with Tim Tebow. But let me tell you something, Tim. I'm talking to you direct. Bottom line is, you better come off your stance saying, hey, the only position you're going to play is quarterback, because let me tell you something. Jamarcus Russell is better than you. Vince Young is better than you. There are a lot of quarterbacks who are out of work that are better than you, but you continue to get the opportunity. Now, let me tell you something, black people. Don't start with this racist stuff. It's not the race card. It's not the race card. Because I can go back and talk about Jamarcus Russell and Vince Young, but you have to tune in tomorrow to Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio to get that answer. That's my thought. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm gonna make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L.E.S.?
Man, what's cracking like it, baby? What's cracking like it?
Man, I heard, brother, that Noah is coming to your town, brother. I hear that it is thunderstorming, man. Give us an update, Mr. L.E.S., man. How are you doing, my brother?
I am rotten right now because, you know, of course it is. The weather, we had severe thunderstorms and maybe a tornado headed this way. But even I'm even more pissed off because I got cleared to go back to work today, man. I wanted to take the whole summer off, but hey, I got to do what
take
I got to do.
Take your lazy ass back to work. You've been freeloading for a very long time. It's time for you to get back to work.
Yeah, and I'm down 38 pounds, so. I guess.
Yeah, man, nobody ask you that stuff, man. You always want to put that in somebody's face. I'm down 38 pounds. Who cares, Ms. Elias? Who gives a damn?
If I'm giving a health concern or people that care about my health, I'm just letting them know how I'm doing, man. If something's wrong with that, please let me know, black bastard.
Now, you know what? You're right. I apologize because you know what? You could be an inspiration to those who may be struggling with weight and health issues. You know what? I applaud you, my brother. I applaud you, my brother.
Well,
my brother.
I don't want to go back to work. I want to be out the whole summer, man. Oof.
Well, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Hey, man, listen. We have Charles. We have Charles Kerr in the house tonight, Mr. Elias. What you think about that?
I'm excited. I'm excited.
How excited are you to have Sir Charles in the house?
I may not sound like it because I got to go back to work, but hey, man, anytime someone's an inspiration, I'm excited to have him on our show, man.
Well, how do you know he's an inspiration? We haven't even talked to him yet. How do you know this brother's an inspiration?
Boy, he's a two-time cancer survivor. That's enough to be inspired to anybody.
You know what, you damn skippy. You know all the right answers by the one and only Mr. L.E. to the S.S.S. Light the match.
Momo B,
would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Right.
Miss Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm probably my kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better go look for your damn mama. And there she was. She's looking good. She had on some Kenneth Cole shoes.
Yeah.
Don't you
say
it.
I want to ride Momo B, baby.
I want to ride Momo B, too.
Thank you so much. How are you? I gotta take a little peek.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, okay.
Stop it. It's gonna make me throw up.
Hey,
hello, Momo DZ. In the heezy. How you doing, girl?
Yes, I am fine. You know, every time I hear that intro of bullet, I crack up because you caught me off guard with that question. Like that was like it was crazy. Like before the original question was, I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't would you take a bullet. It was what would you do for a stranger, something like that. But when you got to me, you put a bullet in there. And I was like, what? So every time I hear it, I just crack up because I remember that day like it was yesterday. And my answer still remains the same many months later.
Yeah.
No, I would
I
not.
Know. Yeah, a couple, you know, it's not many months, it's many years later. You're right. We remember it, and all the kids remember it, too, because they were just nervous, because now they know that if you're in trouble around, they better not be standing next to your ass, because they're going to die.
Really, Momo V will pick them up like in New Jack City and use them as a shield.
I know that's right. And really, like Nemo, like Nino did to us, my boy Chris Williams.
Yeah.
Come on, it was the educated brother. He's the one. Yeah, that's Momo B, old squealing ass. How are you today, Momo?
I am great. I am really great. Fantastic, as I may add. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm feeling fine because, you know, at the top of the hour, we have Sir Charles Kerr in the house. Sir Charles.
All right. Now, I hope he's better than last, motherfucker.
Hold on. Don't you do that. Don't you do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Watch your
mouth. Don't do that.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't curse.
No. Hell no, because I know where you're going. You're trying to say, you know, last Wednesday we had a brother on here, man. Good brother. I mean, look, I enjoyed it. Sean Watson, he's an author. He came on and talked about his book. And Momo B found out that the brother, the reason why he read the book was because he was in a four-month relationship. And Momo B was like, huh, what, so what? And you done lost your mind like this, you must be a trick. So don't you do this tonight. We're not doing this tonight. We're going to have a civil conversation with Sir Charles Carey.
You know,
Mumble
B speaks the truth. That's what I
do.
Well,
you know,
I'm
when people ask
me,
come
on. Like, yeah, great, good for you, good job. Hey. Hey, I'm not that one.
Well,
you might as well mute my mic from now. If that's what you want.
Oh,
my Lord. I'm not that one.
Oh, Lord have mercy. We're not going to do that. But as promised...
She's
the queen of inspiration.
A queen
I'm about inspired by all the
time.
I'm ready to get this a rise. Are y'all ready to get this a rise? I'm ready to get this a rise.
Yes.
I had enough of her today. Oh my God, I had enough of her today.
Oh. Gotta hear about that.
You been cheating on me, Miss Elliott? You been cheating?
Because we can't do this all day.
Then I invite you to evolvestrategyteam.com.
Introducing
the one and only
Princess Audelia.
Ah, bow down. Bow down. The queen is in town. Yo, Dr. Princess Audelia and the new co-host of the serious side of the J. Ryle Show. How you doing here? Hey, I got your ass.
I'm doing well. Hello, everyone. Hello, my sister. I say ladies first.
Hello, sister. Hey.
What's
she's not
on
ladies
sister?
First. She's not on ladies first.
What are you talking about? Anyway.
I thought
say
you
hello,
said from
Mr.
ladies
Ed.
First.
No,
hey,
I said ladies first.
Okay.
I was saying ladies first.
Oh,
like
oh
ladies
okay.
First.
I just want to. Oh, okay. I'm just trying to make sure
Thank
I keep
you
on the right path. Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Hello,
Mr. Elias. Hi, how are you, Dr. Audelia?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And wonderful, I'm so glad. Now, listen, I got this call. Well, hi, Jay, I've already talked to you behind scenes.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway,
yeah, whatever.
Only because Sunday happens to be Father's Day, I give you a pass. Hi, how are you? I give you a pass. And I will oblige your request.
As much as let me tell you something. I'm nervous because I, you know what? That the serious side is our baby. That is the show that leads all listeners, and we're turning over to you. I am scared as hell. I'm just being honest with you.
I won't be there Sunday, man. I got stuff to do Sunday.
What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about, Miss Elliott?
What's going on? I'm lost. What's going on? Are you not going to be on a serious side Sunday? Is
Princess O'Dea will be hosting the serious side this Sunday.
Why is that?
Can you believe it? Why y'all laughing? Y'all act like she can't do it? I mean, you know, y'all talking.
No, I just want to know why. The story behind the badness.
Well, it's Father's Day. It's Father's Day.
Madness. Is that right?
Oh, so you're not going to be there, Jay.
That's correct. I'm not going to be there.
And Mr. Elias, you're not going to be there either.
No, I'm not going to be there.
Mr. Elliott is
going to
be there. He's lying.
I don't call in.
Oh, so Michael's going to be doing it all by herself? Well, does she know what the show's going to be about this week? Does she know what it's going to be about?
Well, we're going to get all that together.
We're going to get all of that together, and it's going to be fine.
She don't be knowing what the questions are.
Don't do it like that. All right, folks, welcome in. It is Wednesday. 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show Wednesday night, hanging out with the usual suspects, Mr. L.E.S., Momo Beezy, Edna Heezy, and Dr. Princess Audelia, the Queen of Inspiration. It is Who's Wednesday, and tonight we have Sir Charles Carey in the house. He's an author. He is a brother that's going to inspire us. I can't wait to talk to him, because the great thing about the show, well, don't you start, don't let me tell you something.
Last week.
Yeah, with no dates for you either. I'll be trying to get no dates because I think on his public picture, I'm not going to do him like that. We'll just talk to the brother coming up at the top of the hour, all right? So strap it up, folks. Plus, tonight in the listening lounge, it is Sade. Oh, my God, I can't wait. I cannot wait. But you know what time it is.
I say pay attention.
Ten good minutes. All right, folks, it's time for 10 good minutes, sponsored by the Ribs on it. 10 good minutes is where we spend a few minutes just rapping and clapping, talking about things that are not on the topic for tonight. And, you know, tonight, here's my thing. Me and this guy today, we were talking, and we were trying to figure out the best place to find a future wife. And so this brother told me that he goes to church to pick up women. And I'm saying to myself, okay, are you going for the Lord first and women second? He said, nah, I'm going for the women first, the Lord second. I said, you're going to die tonight, my brother, because you don't put God behind no damn body. So I wanted to ask you, yeah, he crazy. But he said, look, I'm going to church for one reason and one reason. I'm trying to find me a woman. And I know there's some good, wholesome Christian girls in church. That's what he's talking about.
For a wife, for a woman.
And it's also the flip side.
I don't know what he's looking for. I don't know what he's looking for. He said he's going to church to find a woman. That's what I don't know what he's looking for. That's what he said.
For a wife, that he's, you know, he's in the wrong spot. That's all I'm saying.
Whoa, hold on, heathen. Hold on, heathen. Are you saying that you cannot find a good Christian wife in church? Yeah. Is that what you're trying to say, Miss Elias?
I was married to a good Christian church girl.
Okay, that's one time, Miss Elias. You can't use your one bad example as, you know, the measure for all women. You can't do that. That's not nice. That's not right. And Jesus don't like that.
I'm not saying that. I mean, you can find them.
Oh, sorry, Mama.
Where you can find them at. Your soulmate, where you can find them at.
Mama, you know, you started singing, girl. I had on my backup shoes. I was doing my little Jackson 5 backup there.
I like that.
I'm going to follow the baby. You know me. I'm sorry. I've digressed. I'm sorry. All right. So, Miss Elias, okay, ladies, let me ask you. Okay, so here we go. This guy said he goes to church to find women. I mean, that's absurd, right? I mean, no one should do that, right?
Well, of course no one should do that. And I, you know, I used to be a little church girl. And, you know, and guys do come. And you get, but a lot of people come in the wrong thing for church. And you get a lot of men that just are a hot mess. And then you have these women that are so naive, they're told they better hurry up and get married or burn in hell so they can get some.
Is that what your mama told you?
Oh, no, that's what I was taught. Girl, what, are you kidding me? Well, please, it's better to marry than to burn. I don't know. That's how I was
told. So you were told that if you can't find a man, you're going to rot in hell.
Well, no, if I decided that I wanted to get some and I wasn't married, I was going to rot in hell.
So I guess that went out the window, but if you give me some now, you're going to rot in hell, huh?
No, let me tell you something. We're not going to go there on my understanding. I'm not saying belief. It's the truth. My understanding of sex before marriage. We'll talk about that. Maybe we'll talk about that on the serious side.
We won't talk about that on the serious side. That is not a topic for the serious side. Thank you. Let me tell you something. Finding your true purpose is not a topic for the serious side. So don't try it. Don't even try it, homie. I know. Ooh, I got the biggest show on the network. I'm going to shine. Hell no. Get your ass down.
I told you, but I was on a rewind. I told you. You ain't listening.
No, listen. No, seriously. He gives me the top 10 time. He gives me the top 10 time. No, I'm going to respect it. And you guys are going to appreciate it. Oh, for real. That's work. That's work.
She was on JT's network today, Jay. I had to tell you, father, I can do this. I cannot
what
do
she
it.
Do, man? What did she do?
Lord have mercy. She said, I'm going to be real quick. 20 minutes later, she was still being real quick.
Well, of course. Yeah, we all know this, though.
I won't be.
But aren't we fools for falling for it, though? I mean, aren't we the fools? We know when she says 20 minutes, that's 60 minutes. We know this.
And
why are we surprised?
I'm going to be real quick. I promise. I'm going to be real quick.
Where's your loyalty?
Can you imagine that on Sunday morning? I'm going to be real quick. Let me talk. Can I say something? Let me do this. Oh, no, man. You got it. I'm glad you got her there. You do it.
I think she'll do a good job.
I think Dr. Princess of the Year understands the format of the serious side. I'm sorry?
Over and over again, expect different results.
She's never hosted the serious side, Miss Elias. I think she'll do a great job.
She is who she is.
Well, you know, you have control of the mute button.
Do you smoke crack?
Yeah, I guess I do smoke crack. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we need to run a rewind. Yeah, you're right, Miss Elias. Thank you, bro. I mean, God.
Rewind, baby.
I had to break down all kind of barriers just to lighten myself up, to laugh, and to be a part of the Jay Rouse Show, because most of my life has been on the serious side. No, listen to what I'm saying. No, because I didn't believe that I've had to be serious all the time. So now I have opened up the gate, so you are able to see more of me. You see the comic side, and then you see the serious side. And when I'm on Sundays, I do honor that. So you know what, Mr. Elliott?
Yeah, I see.
I would love the opportunity to challenge, and I would love for you to rewind and listen, or tune in if you'd like on Sunday. I can run that darn show if I wanted to. What?
He said he's going to tune in so he can laugh.
Wow, what a colleague. What a great guy. What a great guy, Mr. Elias. That's wonderful.
Now I see how supportive you really are. You are
actually. Yeah. I'm very supportive. I like to tell the truth.
No, you know what? I'm done. You're in the seat of Robert Redwine from this point on. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, babe. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Getting back to finding a good woman in the church. All right, let me ask you, Momo B. Good woman in the church?
Well, I'm not even mad at him for trying to find a good woman in the church. I'm not mad at him for going where he thinks good women are. If you think there's good women in the church, he can't put Jesus second. This is not about Jesus right now. This is about somebody trying to find a mate to sit down
He's trying to find somebody
to grow old with. And he's doing it. He was open enough to tell you about it. A lot of people up in there doing whatever they're doing. They're not telling nobody. They're just up in there doing it. So you don't know why people sitting next to you are there. You don't know why. I guarantee you that half those people are not there for the right reason. So don't judge him. Let you in on his little thing, and now you want to make it seem like he's some kind of heathen. No, he's not.
You can't say you're going to go to church for the girls first and Jesus second. You can't do that.
My whole thing is that me and you, obviously, we see things differently. I don't think I need to go to a church to praise my Lord. That's number one. So
now you're
going to
take it there.
I'm trying to find a good man too. Now church, I've heard you should go to church, but I'm not doing that right now. That's on my last place. Right now, I'm trying to go through the hospice. You know, people just lost their.
So you crazy now? You talking crazy already? Okay. All right, Miss Terry. Look, we have 60 seconds, Miss Terry. What the heck do you want? I know you got something to say about this. Go, girl. 60 seconds. What?
No, you didn't. Everybody goes to church for one reason or another. A lot of people do go to church to find a mate. That's just real downright about it. Now,
but my question.
A lot of horny women in the church.
Jesus Christ, Lord. Let's bow our heads. Jesus, please help these two souls. They lost souls. They're crazy. Jesus, in your name, please touch them.
Jesus knows what's in his church.
Because they crazy.
Jesus knows what's in the church. That's the reason why he'd be outside the church waiting for y'all to get out.
Mm-hmm. And speaking from a person.
It's something beyond the walls, beyond the four walls.
Thank you. And this man right here praising Jesus, praying and stuff. He hasn't even been to church but two times in the past 3 years.
And I know your ass ain't talking because, let me tell you something, you probably haven't even been, you haven't even driven by a church in 2 years. Put your ass up.
You acting. I'm not acting. You put on an act right now trying to pray and mumble and all that. Oh, please. Lord, don't even know your voice.
Fax me a Bible.
You don't even know your voice.
Fax me a Bible. Can somebody fax me a Bible? What kind of success? All right, look, 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by the Ribs on 5020 Highway 78, Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat $14.95 barbecue buffet. And Denny Den now is about to launch his meat rub. Ooh, that sounded crazy as hell. I'll figure out a different way to say that. But right now, he has rubs for meats and meats for rubs. Anyway, that's coming to a store near you. Check online soon. We'll give you the information. But my boy Denny Den is letting it happen, and he's trying to do his thing with the ribs on. All right, folks, look, it's time to take a break. Coming up on the other side of the break, we have the man, Sir Charles, in the house. All that's coming up next after your weather and the old school Get Hype song. I know Momo Beezy is going to like this one. J. Ryle Show, don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Time now to check out our three-day forecast. I'm meteorologist Scott Larriamore. Another round of strong to severe storms Thursday coming to parts of the mid-Atlantic and now down into the southeastern U.S. These clusters of storm form in the upper Midwest. They're large. They can take up a large chunk of a state. They march across Ohio, and then once they hit the East Coast, they take a south dive, come down into the Carolinas, northern Alabama, northern Georgia, and eastern Tennessee. That'll occur here into Thursday with a squall line marching down through the Carolinas, approaching Atlanta Thursday afternoon. There's a flood watch out Thursday for New York City, and parts of the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast have had such a wet June. Boy, Friday brings another cluster of storms to the north-central U.S., South Dakota, northern Nebraska. West Coast has been fantastic. We've had such a nice stretch of weather in June in the Pacific Northwest, down into California, and we've got more nice weather into Father's Day weekend for Seattle, Portland, Washington, Sacramento, and San Francisco. Rain to Iowa for Saturday with temperatures in the 80s and 90s. We'll be in the low to mid-90s across the Deep South and the Gulf Coast, and it looks like 80s and 70s across the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
Earrings, at least two pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in a good mood. She can walk with a switch and talk with street slang. I love it when a woman ain't scared to do a thing. Standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Once she gets pumping, it's hard to make the hottie stop. She likes to dance to the rap jam. She's sweet as brown sugar with the candy yams. Honey-coated complexion, used in cafe. Let's hear it for the girls, she's from around the way. That's why I had to dedicate at least one rhyme to all the cuties in the neighborhood. Cause if I didn't tell you, then another brother would. You're sweet like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. With your rayon silk, or maybe even denim. It really doesn't matter as long as you're in them. You can break hearts and manipulate minds, or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say to do. Cold flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. You're real independent, so your parents be bugging. But if you ever need a place to stay, come around my conveniently meet me halfway. Cause brothers been popping that yang all day. Around the way you're like a neighborhood shul. All the homeboys sweat you, so you're crazy cool. Where you go in the summer with your bike and shorts. While you watching all the brothers on the basketball court. Going to the movies with your homegirl crew. While a businessman in suits be hawking you. Baby hair pumping, lip gloss are shining. I think you're in the mood for whining and dining. So we can go out and eat somewhere. We got a lot of private jokes to share. Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee, I love you. You're from around the way.
Okay? 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. 347-850-1272. It's about 7 minutes after the hour. Jay Roush for Wednesday night. Coming up here in a few minutes. Coming up in a few seconds, actually, my main man, Sir Charles Carey's in the house. But you know how we get down. We always introduce the players from the Himalayas just one more again. Mr. Elias is in the house. What's up there, big dog?
Who you with?
Who you with, Momo BZ in the Heezy?
Yes, standing at the bus stop, sucking more than lollipop once you get started. Oh. Hard to make the hot shot. That was my theme song. I love that song. I used to go stand. I had a car, and I used to park it and stand right at the bus stop. Just for that song. I love it. Yes.
Oh, man. Sucking on a lollipop, too, huh?
Yes. Just to do that right there. While you hear the song playing in my car. What? I love that song. I love LL.
Oh,
love you, LL, if you're listening. In a minute,
I'm going to change the rules because she said.
Okay, well, excuse me. Can I say hello to you?
Uh-oh.
Can I say hello to you? Thank you. Dr. Princess RD is in the house. Hello, doctor.
I'm telling you, Sunday going to be a trip.
Hello.
You know what?
Let me tell you.
That's one. That's two. That's two already. All right. And Miss Terry is in the house.
Can I say hello?
Hey, everybody.
Well, say hello and let's move on.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Momo B. Hi, Princess. Hi, Elliot.
All right.
Sunday, can all of the ladies show up so that we can show support for Father's Day?
Y'all are sad. Sad people. Okay, whatever. All right, look, we're moving on. All right, listen. All right. Okay, I'm going to start hitting y'all. Okay. Okay, Michelle, we're going to start hitting them. All right, thank you very much. Be quiet, thank you. All right, so coming up right now, I want to introduce to you, I don't know where to go with this, Miss Elias, because the brother is an author. He's a speaker. He's a trainer. He's a vocalist. And he is a two-time cancer survivor and a full-time encourager. I present to you the J. Ryle audience, Mr. Sir Charles Carey. What's happening, my brother?
Oh, what's up? Good, Jay. How you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm doing good, brother. What's happening with you, my man?
Oh, it's all good, man. It's been a long time, man, since we last connected, but I knew eventually we'd come full circle. It's all good.
Absolutely, man. Now, you've been busy since the last time we've really gotten together because, my goodness, man, all these things that you got going on. Where do we start first with you, man? Because I have never seen a brother come on the show and have so many titles. This brother's an awesome.
Well, you know, I tell you, man, it's like I'm amazed, too, you know. I mean, God's using me, and I'm allowing it.
Absolutely. So, all right, let's talk about a couple of things because, first of all, now you're an author. You have some books out. Let's talk about the books a little bit. Tell us the name of the books and tell us what the books are all about.
We've got my first book, which is called Poetic Expressions with an X. Poetic Expressions is filled with inspirational pieces, some relationship pieces, and some current event-oriented pieces, if you will. That was my first book, and you know, I just got started with it, and it just kept coming, so I kept writing, and I spent a lot of time on the spoken word circuit here in the D.C. metropolitan area because, you know, that was just what I was doing, man. I had to do my thing, and that is what was flowing through me at the time. So I had to give it all I had, and you know, until I came upon my next book.
Hold on, Sir Charles. Did you just say the spoken word?
Yeah.
Hold on now, brother.
Hey, Jay. Before you can go any further, we got royalty in the house, so let me bring him in. So, you know.
Hold on. Everything stop. Hold on.
Light skin. What's happening, light skin? Dark skin. What's up, baby?
What's happening with you?
Oh, brother, man, we have Sir Charles Carey in the house, and we just started our interview. But, you know, when you call in, I don't give a damn, President Obama's on the damn line. We just got to stop everything and let you come up in the house. All rise.
11,933.
11,935.
Keep it up.
Oh, man.
Pays off.
Absolutely.
Mr. L.E.S., he is
what's
the best. What's happening with you?
You got it, brother. You got it.
Just chilling here, man. Talking to this remarkable brother here. Now, this brother was telling us. Now, have you ever heard this, man? This brother is an author. He's a speaker. He's a trainer. He's a vocalist. Now, Sir Charles has been here for a long time. Finally had an opportunity to talk to him tonight. And so he was telling us about his books. Now, you said poetic. What's the name of the first book?
It's Poetic Expressions.
What is that about?
It's a combination of different subject matter. You know, again, dealing with the relationship topics. You know, dealing with some of the current events that we have been experiencing in our current times. You know, the good, the bad, and the indifferent. And also just a little mixture, man. You know, I started going crazy writing the relationship pieces, and I knew there's more to me, so I added the current events and also added some of the, I guess you call it, message-oriented pieces to the book. So it's a full-fledged spoken word book, and there's a CD that came right behind it called Around the Mic with Sir Charles and Friends, tailored after my BTR show I used to have called Around the Mic.
Yeah, I remember that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so now you have spoken. So now you said your first book. Now I saw there are two books. What's the other book?
The current book is called Courage Facing Mortality. Cancer wasn't my only obstacle.
So now, talk to us about that a little bit, because I tell you something. I think that when I first posted that you were going to be on the show, and I heard back from some folks saying that they really wanted to hear about this, because there are some people out there. I know a dear friend of mine, he's battling prostate cancer right now. So let's talk a little bit about that. So now, you talked about the fact that, you know, we said in your bio that you are a two-time cancer survivor. Give us a little bit about that, brother. Talk about that.
That is correct. Courage Facing Mortality talks about some of the challenges and obstacles that I've had to endure in this life of mine. You know, I've dealt with several issues. I'll lead up to the cancer. It talks about the fact that men, we don't always talk about how we feel when it comes to our emotional state. And I'm comfortable with my quote-unquote sensitive side, you know, because the way I see it, nobody can live for me or die for me. So when I went through a divorce, I realized that that was a process. And even though I, here goes another title, Jay, even though I'm a certified counselor, the feeling, not the training, but the feeling that I was experiencing at that time let me know that I had to be open, honest, and direct about where I stood. So the book talks about the emotional state of men and how we kind of like, we fake the front, you know. We're not always open and forthcoming with our emotional state. And it also talks about how I came through the challenges and the hurdles of addiction, you know, because I was caught out there for a very long time. Many of us dibbled and dabbled, and some of us may still play around with it. But for me, it was horrendous. I mean, it just took me to the core, to the bottom, to my rock bottom. And you know, I tell many people that, you know, when it came to the addiction, my kids actually saved my life, you know. God
really?
Convicted me. Yeah, I mean, look, I was doing this thing for over 20-some-odd years. I mean, I did everything from crack to coke to marijuana to drinking. I mean, pills. I mean, everything except for intravenous drug use. And one day, literally, I looked at my kids, and I knew I could not do it anymore. I mean, I literally could not do it, Jay. It was like, I tell people that God convicted me through the eyes of my children. And I never looked back from that day, man. And now it's been about, 16, 17 years, something like that.
Oh, you know, man, that's
so I had
good
to,
stuff.
I had to tell that
man.
Story, man.
That's and, a good story to tell, man.
Well,
it
I think
is.
It's
the
important.
Very good, go ahead.
No. I think it's important because when we look at what's happening in the world today, all across the United States, and actually, all across the United States, all across the world, people are hurting. And they're hurting because there's a void that needs to be filled. And sometimes we all fill it with the wrong thing. You know, substance, sex, food, video games, music.
Okay, brother, you started to hit home, man. Slow down, brother. You started to hit home because, you know, some of those things you talked about, we got them right here on the show.
I used to remove illegal substance.
Yeah, we have someone here, man, that you got to touch up because she gone. She used to move illegal substance. She needs to read your damn book. All right, my
you know what they say.
Charles, it's all yours. Yeah, go
you
ahead,
know what
Charles.
They say. To thy own self be true, sir.
All right,
amen.
Momo Beezy.
Amen. And I'm true to myself.
Man, but you know what? We must suffer that out. Hopefully not, but many times we suffer at our own peril. We put ourselves in positions that sometimes it's difficult to get ourselves out of. But moving further, the book also moves on to talk about this cancer issue, you know. And, you know, the first time was back in 2000, and, you know, I didn't know what was going on. And when they got the diagnosis, I was like, I'm good. I don't need to do anything, Doc. I'll get a second opinion. And I did that. Went to Johns Hopkins, got that second opinion, you know. They gave me a checklist, how you feel. Everything was fine, except for the fact that they see this big hole in my chest. But I didn't do anything, and what happened? The situation worsened, and I waited for about 3 years and went back to get another follow-up. And it spread, man. It spread all over my body. So I had to get the chemo.
You didn't believe the diagnosis?
Say it again.
You didn't believe the diagnosis when they told you the first time on it, or?
Well, the truth of the matter is, every time you hear, well, at that period of time, this is going back to 2000, whenever you would hear about people being sick and they start cutting people open, right after that, they seem to die. And I was not interested in that that scenario.
Right.
And since I honestly was not feeling physical pain, to me it didn't make sense to, you know, play around with anything. However, when I came back, it spread, and I had to find out about chemo and treatment and, you know, side effects, and I did that, you know. And it was it's an experience that, you know, I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. But I endured it. Now, this is the freaky part. When the doctor first said, we think you have cancer, or it seems that you have cancer, I had to do some immediate self-talk. And this is where a lot of us, I tend to say, kind of get freaked out. I didn't get afraid. I had to say to myself, how do you feel? And I said, I feel the same way I felt 2 seconds ago. And I mean, I literally said this to myself. I said, well, if you're not afraid, Don't start putting fear in your mind. Don't start second-guessing yourself. Don't start going down that path. And I'm grateful that I was true to myself. And like I said, I got my questions answered, and you know, it was eradicated after 6 months of treatment, and I was fine, so I thought. But it came back, and it came back more aggressively. And you know, I went through some things, man. I really did. I had to go through some things, and you know, I'm grateful that I'm still here. I'm able to be on the J. Ryle Show. You know, I'm able
to share my story, man. Glad, I mean, you know, it's glad, man. I'm just trying to read some of the messages that I'm getting, and people are really in tuned in. It's 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the J. Ryle Show, the Wednesday edition, right here on the TGRS Radio Network, online radio at its best, also on the J. Kick Network. Coming up at the top of the hour on the J. Kick Network, it's the music business, the way I see it, with the one and only Light Skin. He'll tell us what he's talking about here coming up shortly. But I want to, Mr. Elias, man, you have questions for Sir Charles?
Okay. I'm looking at all the things you are, man. I'm like, wow. How do you aggressively pursue everything at once, man?
Well, honestly, my first love is music. Music. My family's been into music all of my life, and so I grew up into music. You know, from as far back as I can think, my uncle recording with the Mighty Clouds, and well, not really recording with them, but performing on tours with them, doing his thing, and. You know, I grew up watching him, and I wound up getting caught up into music, you know, with my time coming up during the 70s, man. And, you know, that I was inspired. I wanted to do what I knew the family was doing, and I wanted to do what I knew I liked and what I was pretty good at. So I did that. You know, I recorded. I've been around the country from time to time, once or twice outside of the country. And I got to a point that, you know, had my own band when I was in New York, and I learned how to produce. So I started actually doing that, producing some of my own music.
Well, we got the King producer here, brother. I mean, Light Skin's in the house, a.k.a. J. King from Club Nouveau. So, you know, bottom line,
J. King's on the line?
You know,
yeah,
J. King,
my man.
Light Skin is there, baby? Yeah.
That was the whole Light Skin, Dark Skin ensemble.
You see why they should stop doing that?
I didn't know what the hell that is. I didn't even know wordy word was in the building.
Yeah. I said to you earlier, they must have had me muted. Anyway, because I haven't started asking my questions yet. I'm letting it build.
Don't let her start asking questions. It's going to be rapid fire. He will never come back on the show again.
Well, I tell you that. Music kind of like opened up the platform for speaking, and I didn't know that was going to happen, obviously. I went from music to speaking, you know, got involved with Toastmasters and all that sort of thing. But the point is, once I got off. Oh, yeah, that's right. Toastmasters represent.
Yes, yes, yes.
However, after I did that, I was able to, how would I say, realize that, well, I had a story to tell, and I used my speaking skills to begin. To tell that story, I was inspired by Willie Jolly, who is a worldwide motivational speaker who hails out of the D.C. metropolitan area. And what happened was he took me under his wing and shared some things with me. You know, got to meet Les a couple of times, and then I took it to another level. You know, so I started the speaking. You know, that was an offshoot, and had the poetry under my wings, and. I create my own niche and use my music and my poetry with my speaking.
Now, are you still doing music? Are you recording now?
Actually, my last project, which is this Courage Facing Mortality project, yes, it's a 3-piece set, which consists of a music CD, a DVD documentary, and the actual book.
That's a lot of work. Boy, you're a bad boy. And see, people don't realize what kind of work it takes to do all three of those things, darkness.
Say so.
He did a book,
yeah.
DVD, and a CD.
Yes,
how long it take you to do everything and put it all together like that?
Now, this is the funny part. The book was a 17-year project. It didn't really take 17 years, but I got religion when I got clean, right? So I started writing this book. Never wrote a book, so I didn't know nothing about it. Got writer's block, so I put it down. Cancer hit me the first time. I started writing a little bit more. Second time around, I ran into Willie Jolly at an event, and he said, Charles, you're singing, you're doing all this stuff, you just need to tell your story. So I finished the book. I was already in the process of recording the CD, but one of the masses were leaning against my vocal cords, so I couldn't sing or hardly speak. So once I got through all the chemo, I finished up the project, got it packaged, finished up the book. I had the DVD. For some reason, I took a video camera with me everywhere I was going. So I was recording everything on DVD. So I just edited it because I do films and stuff. I edit my own stuff, add the soundtrack to it, boom, package it, got it done. We got a three-piece set.
Man, that's incredible. I commend you for that. And Jay, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but Dave Rapaci was a musician who just passed away. He was fighting cancer 2 years. Started colon cancer. He beat the colon cancer. It came back in his neck. He beat the neck cancer. It came back in his bones. And he just died. Mm. And it arrested his vocal cords, so they were paralyzed, so he really couldn't speak. And
that's serious, Jack.
I'm proud of you, brother, for keeping it moving.
Well, I feel like this, you know, if God has allowed me 2 times to be here, however much time that I have left, I have to make good use of my time and not waste his blessing. So I speak more than sing. But I use my sing as a seasoning for my audience. I use my spoken word as a seasoning for my audience. And I share my story. I share my message. And I know that he allowed me to be here. So I'm not being a holy roll. I was raised in church. God's going to always be in me. But the bottom line is to use what I have and help someone else. Be a voice for the voiceless. You know, make a difference. You know, when there are other people who don't have someone like myself, someone's experience to draw from. So, you know, that's what I'm doing, that's what I've been doing, that's what I'm going to keep doing.
Oh, okay. Well, Charles, listen, we have to take a break, man. Can you hang out? Can you hang another set with us?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I'm with you.
All right. Tell you what, we're going to step out, take a break. Coming up on the other side, we're going to find out what's coming up at the top of the hour on the J. King Network, the music business, the way I see it. Mike's going to tell you about that. Plus, we'll continue with our boy Charles Carey, Sir Charles Carey, Momo B, and Dr. Princess Odia. You guys on deck for questions on the other side. It's the J. Ryle Show. It is Wednesday, 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272. We're going to step out, take a real quick break, and we'll be back on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We know you won't go anywhere. You're going to hang out with us. We'll be right back after this.
What we going to do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
So, beautiful butterfly, let me ask you this question. Tell me 5 things that you cannot stand about the opposite sex.
Lying.
What do you mean lying? I mean, were you trying to say guys lie more than women?
I didn't say all that. That's where I'm going. Well, I'm going to say lying for unnecessary reasons.
Oh, so you think we lie just to get our way then? That's what you're trying to say.
Some of y'all do. And then, if a female come out straight out and ask you, like, hey, you got a girlfriend? Or some people are, nah, you know, I just got a couple friends.
Y'all don't do that to us? Y'all don't lie to us?
I thought you was asking me for my leave.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. We're asking folks 5 things that you do not like about the opposite sex. And I tell you, you guys have taken all my 5. You have. Because I cannot stand a female that does not keep their car clean. And damn their car, how about keeping my damn car clean? If you drive my car, respect my car. Respect my vehicle. Have you ever had someone get mad at you? Say, you left this in my car. We don't want to mess up your car. You damn right you don't want to mess up my car. What the hell is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? I can't say it about females. When they comb their hair, listen, why do you leave your combs and stuff all over the damn sink? Put them away. It is so easy to bend your ass over
and stick it under the sink instead of leaving it on the sink. You know what I'm saying? I can't say it. I can't stand a female that has a junky ass purse. Why is your purse in disarray? Why can't you have a nice purse? Clean your damn purse out.
Why are you in a purse, Jay?
Because I'm looking for money.
Okay.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network. It's hump day.
It sure in the hell is. That's right, it's Wednesday, it's hump day. J. Ryle in the house. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. I'm here with the very best in the business, my boy, Mr. L.E.S. Fighting thunder and lightning. Mr. Bill, what's up, that big dial?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
And, of course, Momo BZ is in the heezy. What's up, Momo BZ?
What's up?
And Dr. Prince's idea, the queen of inspirations in the house. Hey, girl.
Hey.
And Miss Terry is in the house. Miss Terry.
Hey.
And you know, last but certainly not least, the man with the brand light skin. Oh, damn. Tonight we have Mr. Charles Carey in the house. We're going to continue with him in a sec. But first off, coming up at the top of the hour, it's the music business the way I see it. Light skin man, what are you talking about tonight, my brother?
Tonight we're talking about why the record business is better today. See, it absolutely is. But it is if you're entrepreneurial, it is that you have vision, it is that you have some patience. You know, the record business is in a transition. So, you know, people don't realize digital distribution, iTunes only came into existence in 2003.
Huh.
And in the first year that iTunes sold digital downloads, you know how much money they made?
How much?
$70 million.
Wow.
You know how much money they made last year?
How much?
$2
billion. Jeez. Oh, my Lord. I don't feel bad no more. I don't feel bad.
So we're in a business that's in, and it hasn't done what it's going to do. You know, they say it normally takes 12 to 15 years for a new configuration to really hit its peak. So I can only imagine. And, you know, and iTunes make up 72% of every digital download. So I can only imagine what happens when CDs go away. And, you know, because they still make up 50% of sales in the United States. So when the CD goes away, just think of how inexpensive it's going to be for guys to have their own record label, to market and promote their music, to, you know, to build their own audience. It's a much better business. Tonight we're going to talk about it. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to give you 20 different reasons why.
Uh-oh, folks, you can't stop. Can't stop the body rock. Got to tune in for that. It's coming up at the top of the hour on the J. King Network. That's right. And here, we're going to continue right along with my boy, Sir Charles Carey. Plus, to the top of the hour, you know, we have the Listening Lounge. Tonight, it is Sade. And, of course, Wrap It Up comes up as well, where we take a few minutes to, you know, tie up some loose ends and put a bow on the show. As we continue with my boy, Sir Charles. Sir Charles, man, thank you so much for being in the house, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Hold it. Hold on. What happened to the question of the day?
We have a guest. We have a guest on, but we really don't do one. So, because we usually don't have a lot of time for it. So, best if it's a brother that's inspirational like this cat here, man. You know, we usually just take up two signals, let him have his way, and then we'll continue to ride along. So, there's no Q&A today, man, unfortunately.
I was just going by what you're saying, what your thing was on the network when it said about your dude being with your ex. I thought I was
going to
get into that.
Maybe we can get to that
a little later. I didn't know it was on there. Okay, all righty. So, Mama B, baby, the floor is yours, girl. What do you have for my boy, Sir Charles?
Well, first of all, I would like to know, is it the same Sir Charles that be in the chat room, my chat room, your chat room, everybody's chat room, is it the same Sir Charles that be traveling around?
Possibly so. I've been on Blog Talk Radio for several years.
Okay.
Yeah, so it may be. I'm not sure, you know. Possibly. Possibly.
Yeah, well, yes. Well, got, how you know Jay from his chat room talk show? We be around Blog Talk, like everybody knows everybody. So when I heard Sir Charles, at first I thought it was some, you know, nobody who Jay scrambles and finds. I don't know what you be finding people. But then when I hear your story, I'm like, this man sounds familiar. Like I think I know him, but I wish he would have told us in advance that this was you. You know, somebody who we know as a family member, and then it would have been a little easier to, you know, look into the research.
Well,
but
no,
he didn't.
No, 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 don't do that to dark skin. Don't do that to dark skin.
No, you just be quiet. You be quiet right now.
Dark skin, you don't have to tell you nothing.
You be quiet. You be quiet.
You on the dark skin.
Anyway, oh, James J. King? Okay, anyway. Yeah, so I am intrigued by your story. Not like many other stories. I'm intrigued by your story because you got a lot going on.
But okay.
Yeah. That's what, but the whole, you know, the cancer survivor thing, you know, I'm down with that. I live that. I love that. So I'm very intrigued about you and your mission now. Now, because you've always been in the chat room, you've been kind of low and quiet. Like you said, you're trying to voice your opinion and let your story be known. But when did this whole cancer thing first hit you? Like, what year was this? The first time around,
okay.
And then tell me the second time around.
The first time around was in 2000. I was in pursuit of beginning to mentor. And in order to mentor in the D.C. metropolitan area, it's required that you get an X-ray. So I just found out by chance. And they asked me, what's this? And I'm like, I don't read X-rays. What are you talking about? It looks like
right?
a gray blob, you know? And they said, we need you to go see your primary physician. So I did. That was in 2000. And, you know, after seeing the primary, talking to him for a bit, and getting the second opinion, I waited for 3 years until 2003 before taking any specific action. And, you know, like I said, I did my due diligence, and the cancer was cleared up after I was administered chemo. But it came back. Came back more aggressively 8 years later.
And when was the second time? What year was that?
2011. December 2011.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been about a year that chemo's been gone, been done, completed, and that I've been given a good bill of health.
So are you going back regularly now? I know you waited because you, I think you were scared. That's what
no,
I
wasn't scared.
I've been through it, and so I've waited too. But it's a fair factor. But now do you go on a regular basis to get checkups and stuff, or you don't? What do you do now?
Well, I go every 3 months to see the doctor. They want to check my numbers, make sure everything is in place. But like I said before, you know what? I can't explain to you why. I just was not afraid. And I had to literally, it's like I was having a conversation with myself as the doctor was speaking to me, and it doesn't make things any better. Well, I don't, for me anyway, it doesn't make me any better or any bolder, but I knew that in order to get through this, I had to be one with myself. And to go down that fear street, sometimes people can get lost because you go down that path, and what's going to pull you in? What's going to, you know, allow you to do all the things you need to do? I don't know, but I know that I couldn't afford to go there. After all that I had gone through with drugs and all the rest of that, it was like, look, fine, okay, let's just do this. You know, and of course, like anyone else, I want to live. And I'm grateful that I was able to do that thus far. I mean, I'm literally just grateful.
I hear you, and I'm glad you're here, my brother. I am.
I appreciate all that.
Other stuff, that just right there, that right there alone, I know you do a lot of stuff, but this right here, what we're talking about right now, life, death, situations that we beyond our control, that's where I'm at. That's what connects me right here. I mean, all that other stuff, wish you luck, yeah. But right here, right now, this is it for me. Like, this is it. I'm serious because I lost my mother to cancer And I had a cancer scare myself, and it's no joke. It is no joke. I wanted to be here for my kids. I was running from the doctors. I changed my whole number just so they wouldn't tell me the results. That's how scared I was. So now I'm like, and I haven't been back. I mean, we went through the whole thing. I went through the whole thing. I said, yeah, I'm going to go get checked up every 6 months, but I haven't been back. I have not. Because I don't want to hear that. As long as I feel good, then it's all good. Because my mother, she felt good, but they found something in her. She was good. I mean, she looked good. She felt good. They found something, and she went along that, take this, do that, take this, and then she deteriorated from there. I don't want to do that. I swear to God, I'm telling you, if anybody finds anything in me, it's going to have to ride. I'm not doing nothing. I'm not taking nothing. I'm just going to ride this out. This is going to be just me right here. Crazy. This is how I'm going to go out. Just like, I'm not going to deteriorate. I'm not going to go from one person, one form to the next. No, I'm not. I'm going to go out just like this. Right here on the show.
Well, you know, there's things that you can do, which medical doctors, they don't necessarily want to sign off on it because probably they don't get paid from it, or it takes from their pocket. But you know how your nutrition, how you decide what you put inside of yourself, you know, fruits, vegetables, you know, how often you're taking care of yourself, the exercise, you know, and if not both, at least one. You got to do something to be proactive to counter the negativity that you're around. Being stress free as much as possible, you know. It can be done, but just the doctors, they don't want to say, well, yes, this is true. If you juice and eat more vegetables and fruits, that it can stop, slow down, or reverse the cancer. They're not going to tell you that. You know, there's this thing called the RAVE diet. If you go to my site, you'll see it. It's truality.net. Truality.net. And where you find the RAVE diet talks about the fact that the FDA, the AMC, the AMA, all these medical and government facilities, they're not being honest with us a lot about what's in our food supply, the medicine and drugs, whether they really work the way they're saying, the numbers that they're giving us. A lot of it's bogus. A lot of it's bogus. So we got to kind of like go back to nature to do what we need to do. And am I doing everything? No. My biggest challenge is the exercise. I do it and then I fall off. But I juice pretty much regularly. I put a lot of vegetables and salads and fruit in my diet, more so than I ever have. And that is very, very key. And I would suggest anyone with any kind of health challenges, not just cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension, whatever it may be, you can challenge that illness, that ailment, by putting the right things in your body, you know, and drinking enough water. And all water ain't got no taste, but dang it, we need it. That's how I go.
Yes.
You know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to have an attitude about this thing.
Doctor, do you have anything for Charles?
I do.
Go ahead.
Of course.
By all means.
First of all, I want to say congratulations for a journey well taken.
I appreciate that.
You probably heard them teasing me about true purpose, but that's my vision, is to help billions reach their life's true purpose. And I'm going to say something. First of all, I have a couple questions, and then I want to add a little something.
Sure.
First, you wrote your book, and you said the whole project, it took you 17 years, and I find that's so awesome that you still brought it home, and you did everything that you had to do. Now, from the beginning, you said your father was a part of the Mighty Clouds of Joy?
No, my uncle, he was a part of a group called the True Tones, and the True Tones, they were on tour with the Gospel Southern Airs, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, all those types of groups back in that time.
Okay. So at which time did you decide that you had a path that you wanted to take? At what time did you decide that you were going to do what you're doing today? What pivotal thing happened to you to bring you to this?
Well, this specific thing was decided, I would say, back around 2005-ish, because I was speaking a lot, you know, nonprofits. I was traveling around the country doing a lot of trainings for government agencies, and I really wanted to just push it a lot further, and I wanted to do it because I'm so passionate about it. I love it. So I created my own program, my own workshop, which is called the 3 P's of success. Find your pleasure, find your passion, find your purpose. And once I created my workshop, I was really in overdrive, and I think that's what really got me excited about doing what I'm actually doing today. So by the time the second bout with cancer came around, I was like, look, you still here? You got to make this a reality. I mean, a real reality. Don't just talk about it. You got it? Take it out there to the world and do it.
Awesome, awesome. And that's something that, you know, it seems like you had a bout with cancer, you overcame it, you were moving along, and then you discovered more so your true purpose. And I'm sure at the first time when you had the first bout, is that when you said, okay, there must be something else that I must do? Is in that experience, did you come to that derivative?
I would say more or less, and the reason why I'm saying more or less is simply because, you know, I'm just passionate about people. I don't care if you're pretty, if you're ugly, I just love people. And loving people and knowing what I've gone through and in observing, you know, you watch the news, they're drumming the same negativity into us every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes, right?
So you got that. And then the reality of the fact is whether they drive it into us every 10 minutes, you're hearing about the killings. You're seeing what's happening. Kids are still getting shot and killed over tennis shoes. You see the unemployment rate. They say the numbers are one thing. It's another thing. You hear young people talk about, nobody won't give me a chance.
Yeah.
People are hurting. There is a serious void out there. I will speak to an audience of one or an audience of 1,000. It does not matter. I do it each and every day. I engage people because people are my business, and my business is people.
That's awesome. So, you know, first, and again, I want to say thank you because there's so many people that are going through their life journey, and as I describe it, as the process of spiritual pregnancy, but they're going through this experience unknowingly, and oftentimes, you know, as a result of the challenges that we face in the journey, we choose to bail out of our true purpose, of the journey to our true purpose, and we choose to give up. So I just, again, I want to thank you for being an example of the journey and its successes, and also as a testimony that you can, through your own mindset, declare peace and joy, come out as if you have not been through anything. As I heard you talk about the Bible and you found religion, as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the whole objective, they went in the fire and they danced in the fire and they came out. And that symbolic story is something that we all have to adhere to and take example of. And I just want to thank you because not many people make it through this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I don't take it for granted. I'm grateful. I am truly, truly grateful.
They don't make it through it. So, and then my last question is, well, I actually want to make a statement, and it's going to be a question. I know everybody's
not a
like,
problem.
Okay. But I would like to, I heard when you were talking about the FDA and how they don't tell us the truth about health and those things that can remedy things such as cancer. And one thing that I like to offer some information, you can share with us exactly what you feel mostly contributed to your clean bill of health at this time. Because I know, I'm anxious to hear exactly that. But I do want to offer this. There is information about cancer, and I shared this on the show not too long ago, on the True Purpose Development Show, that they said green beans, onions, mushrooms, and tomatoes, that combination of food and the consistency of it is actually a cancer preventative, and also it's a cancer preventative for sure, and it can also remedy cancer. And also avocado, which is excellent. Avocado, mushroom, and tomato mix, absolutely. And doing alkaline water. So what I've just mentioned, and I've been talking about this and sharing this knowledge and information, was any of that a part of your remedy of cure?
You know, fortunately and unfortunately,
Yes and no. No first. Meaning that I got the chemo treatment, and you know, I was able to be brought back to reasonable health. But when I came back, I'm pretty much juice on a regular basis. One, of course, on a minimum, definitely two times a day. And I use avocado almost all the time. Kale greens, broccoli, carrots. I use bananas for my sweetener to, you know, take the starch, that starch taste from the broccoli, because broccoli's got a really strange taste. You know, it's a little strong, but bitter taste, that's the word I'm looking for. The banana will take the bitter taste away from the broccoli, but I use a lot of fruits and vegetables as often as possible, and whether I'm drinking them or eating them, doesn't matter to me. Absolutely.
And I just want to add something, and can I offer this to you, little information, but I'm telling you, it'll change your life. If you try to, or if you implement those things that I've said, I'm telling you, it really works.
You came fast,
so
I didn't grab it all. I got the green beans and onions.
No, not well, green. When I say green, I'm talking about green. Of course, anything that we can take, and I'm sure, I don't know, what state are you in?
I'm in D.C.
Okay, so I'm sure they sell Boathouse juice. Have you ever heard of that?
Boathouse, I can't say that I have.
B-O-L-T-H-O-U-S-E.
Boathouse
juice.
I'll look it
they
up.
They have a juice that's called, I think it's Green Machine, but it's the green one. It looks disgusting. It's absolutely delicious, however. And
okay.
People always say that when I introduce them to it. They're like, oh, my God, I can't believe how good it is. But it just looks like, you know, green. But
right.
It's not. But I'm going to tell you the key to that juice is that it has a lot of chlorella in it. And chlorella is the top green algae, period, on Earth. Okay? So you want to try to get some of that. And Boathouse, I found they have a lot. A lot of the chlorella. And you can also buy chlorella individually in powder form or pill form, and you take that. And those things that I said were green. Yes, I know us black folks, we love them, collards and turnips. I never really remembered them talking about kale.
Kale
and
is
I
good,
take,
yeah.
Kale is actually, I mean, it's something to it, because a lot of things that were really good for us, they didn't really tell us about it, right? But kale is really, really, really potent in its fiber and everything. So you want to eat some kale. I'm wrapping up, Jay. Tomatoes.
Oh, anyway, you're going to wrap up right now, because you've been talking for the last 5 minutes. We're tired of you.
Okay,
you don't want to hear all that talk.
That's bad. But hold on. But this is disgusting, everyone.
That's what I'm talking
tomatoes,
about. She did this on my show this morning.
Okay,
oh, my God.
Here.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Vigil Diaz.
No, he wants to get
stop.
The list. He's taking the
enough
list down.
Yes. Okay, give
it
the
chat room.
List
and muscle.
So we can move on. Let's go.
Put it in the chat room for me.
No,
she's out
in
the chat room, man. She,
can I say
oh, okay.
one more thing?
She has no internet connection.
The microwave. Okay, hold on.
Mute.
Please,
okay.
The microwave. Please eliminate the microwave. It actually
yes.
transfers the food. All of the vitamins and nutrients you're getting, you think you're getting,
okay, thank
you're
you.
Actually
yes.
zapping it out. And the sugar.
Yes, I agree.
Okay,
yes.
I have a friend who ate vegetables all the time and all that, and everything that I just said. And guess what? She was diagnosed the other week with breast cancer. Now, let me tell you, what she did not take out of her diet was that dang old microwave and the darn sugar.
Yes.
So I'm just offering you that opportunity. Please.
Gotta go.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Brizzo. She got hit twice. Lord have mercy. Okay, thank you. Okay, so now, all right, Sir Charles, man, I'm sorry, man. You know, and that was great. That was great information, but, you know, we definitely have to move on. So, look, I wanted to talk a little bit about some other stuff. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. I had to do it. She wouldn't stop. I'm sorry. 347-850-1273.
She had a relationship. She was married to a man who left her. Because he couldn't get a word in edgewise.
I know. I'm sorry. All right, so listen, Charles. All right, listen, man. So now I want you to give us some samples, man, because you said you were a – first of all, Miss Terry. So, Miss Terry, do you have a question for Sir Charles?
No, I don't, because Princess answered, you know, asked all the questions, and but it is true about the diet, because I was on 4 medications of high blood pressure. When I stopped eating meat, I went down to 2 in 3 months.
So wow. Then I'm learning how to be a vegan now. I really want to go toward the vegan now. So I'll be done with that. And so it's really important that African Americans really understand the food you're eating is not good for you.
Right, right.
And
yeah,
that's hard
that.
For us to understand. That's it.
Oh, we're good. Well, I'm glad. See, I love the way you did that. Now, let's say goodbye to the people on the J King Network. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. And thank you, Momo B. And so we will see you guys back here next week right here on the J King Network. Coming up next, the music business the way I see it, if you're hanging out there. And, of course, we're going to continue on. We have a few more minutes left for Sir Charles. Now, it's okay, bro. You said that you are a spoken word artist.
Can I say
yes, sir.
Give his information, his Facebook,
Yeah, we don't do that. We know. We got it. All right, so listen, I want to hear some spoken word. This brother says that he's a spoken word artist.
Yeah.
So now, I'm going to put you on the spot, bro. I'm going to put you on the spot, baby. So now, do you think you can break down the spoken word on demand?
On demand? I'm going to give you a piece right from the
book. You know, listen, I can get down to that.
Yeah.
I just want to let
you know.
No,
Yeah.
Let's
do some of yours, Jay.
No, that's not.
Hey, Mr. LS, don't be ahead of your own life, man. It's almost over. It's almost over. Your life's almost over. So, don't be ahead of your own life. All right, so Sir Charles, now, we used to have a young lady that came here and did the spoken word for us, but her husband told us she was getting too fresh with us, she had to stop, so, you know, we had to let her go. So now that you're here, we haven't had the spoken word in such a long time. We want to give you the floor and give us the spoken word. Is that something that you can do on demand?
On demand. I'm ready for you when you're ready.
All right, here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you Sir Charles Carey.
This piece is called That's What I Do. That's what I do. The things that make you smile, that's what I do. When I'm just having a good old time, that's what I do. Because I can. And let me tell you something. It don't have nothing to do with me trying to be the man. That's what I do. When I help someone out, that's what I do. No matter, no doubt. That's what I do. When I help a teen or a child, it's because I wasn't always like this. I didn't always have a style. That's what I do. When I help out an older person, that's what I do. Because I won't always be in this version. And that's what I do when I give up my seat. I may not always do it, but this time I'll stand to my feet. That's what I do when I sing whatever song. That's what I do, because on the hook, I'm going to ask you to sing along. That's what I do when I speak before a group. I'm usually very passionate. It's important that I reach you. That's what I do when you say, you dress nice. Well, that's what I do because, you see, I paid the price. And that's what I do when I try to make someone feel good. I remember how it felt to try and still be misunderstood. That's what I do when I praise God. You see, that's what I do because sometimes He spares the rod. And that's what I do when I try to give back. There's so much craziness out there. I try to remember and not get off track. That's what I do. When I write a poem, I'm being true to myself and true to the spoken word form. That's what I do.
Oh, took it now. That's what you do. That's what you do now. Let me break this down. Let me break this down for you, Sir Charles, because, brother, let me tell you something, man. You were the little. See, I am a connoisseur of the spoken word. Okay, y'all stop. Okay, I was. I am. I still am. You was a little too. See, man, when the spoken word is supposed to be smooth, bro, you was a little too heavy. When you brought Jesus in it, I had to stand up, bro. I had to stand up. That's what I'm talking about, brother. That's what you do. That's what you do. All right, so listen. Okay, y'all go to hell. All right, brother. give us some contact
that's
information.
What
give us
do.
Some.
That's what you do. That's Princess Cordelia. You talk too much. That's what you do.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn. All right, so, Charles, man, give us some contact information, man, where people can
okay,
find
I'm
you,
on
get
Facebook
your information.
And
give it up.
Twitter at Sir Charles Carey. So Facebook.com/Sir Charles Carey, Twitter.com/Sir Charles Carey. And my website, the official website, is already in the chat room. But it's truality.net. I'll spell that TRUEALITY.net. Truality.net. And that's where you find my story, my books, my products, you know, what's going on with me, where I've spoken, all the good stuff, all that information.
All right, brother. Man. All right, so what about Facebook? Did you put your Facebook information out there, Twitter, all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, all that's in there. Facebook, Twitter, all have the same lead-in. Absolutely.
All right. All right, so now, because we have people that listen from other websites, so they can't see our chat room, so you spell it out for us one more time, because I want people to make sure that they get the information.
Okay. It's facebook.com/SirCharlesCarey, and Carey is spelled C-A-R-Y. And the same thing with Twitter, twitter.com/SirCharlesCarey. That's Sir Charles Carey. And
well, brother,
website,
thank you so much.
Truality.net.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for having
me.
I definitely appreciate
it. Listen,
JK,
J-Rob,
Gary, you know, everybody. Y'all, it's all been great.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man. Come on by, man. Don't be a stranger. Stop on by whenever you want to stop on by. All right? All right, folks,
thank
there
you,
he is. And next time you come by, bro, we're going to get you to sing, because usually we have people to sing. We want, you know, you say you're a vocalist. So we got to, you know, next time we're going to check that block.
I'll see you next time.
Uh-oh. No, you can't do that.
Oh,
and then walk off the door.
Thank you, Sir Charles. Thank you. Wait, hold up. Thank you, Sir Charles. I really thank you for being here. Now, you know, I don't get enthused or impressed very often, but I am enthused and impressed to be your parent.
Ooh, she said I am enthused and impressed. Wow,
yes,
so
I am.
Yeah.
I'm impressed
too.
Azalea, I'm okay.
Get your ass a check, girl.
You.
You'll be talking about my man like
thank
that.
You.
All right, folks. Listen to Lounge coming up next.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh. You're so cute.
Been doing like I taught you. Love the new tattoo, Sarah.
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Peter 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. So think before you post.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the Everglades. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, every Wednesday, a little bit past the top of the hour, a little late, that's okay, we're going to get it on. Every Wednesday, it is the Listening Lounge, and tonight, Mr. Elias, that very sexist Sade is up in the lounge. Tonight, my backup.
Don't put Sadie on, man.
Uh-oh, there he is. Put Sadie on.
All right, here we go.
When I home.
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of the Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of the Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. We're heading to New Orleans tonight. Police are asking for the public's help in locating a 7th Ward teen who was last seen leaving for school Thursday morning, May 24th, according to the New Orleans Police Department. Around 6:30 a.m., Ophelia Sanchez left her home in the 1800 block of North Myrtle Street on her way to Lake Area High School in Lake Terrace, police said. When Sanchez did not return home from school on Thursday, her mother became concerned. This is the first time she has gone missing and has not been heard from, according to police. Sanchez is described as black, approximately 5 foot tall and 112 pounds. She was last seen wearing a school uniform made up of a white shirt and a blue and red plaid skirt. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is asked to call 504-821-2222. Once again, that number is 504-821-2222. Or you can call 911 instead. We pray for her family and we pray for the safe return of young Ophelia Sanchez. If you know of a person that you would like to see featured in Have You Seen Me?, all you have to do is get in contact with us. It's easy. Contact us via email at thejrileshowatlive.com. That's the J-R-I-L show at live.com. Or you can call into the live broadcast, 347-850-1272, and leave the information there. Or go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network. You can post the information there, or you can contact me direct on Facebook at J-A-Y-R-I-L. Pray for all people missing, regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Rao. You've been listening to Have You Seen Me?, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
All right, folks, it is time to wrap it up where we take a few minutes to put a bow on the show, things that we may have missed during the live broadcast.
Wrap it up. I'm going to talk about something else.
You would, because that's just your mind. That's how you think with your nasty ass.
I thought you were thinking about wrapping it up. I want to wrap it up. Shut your ass up.
All right, so look, real quick, crazy ass, we have 3 minutes. All right, so look, let's talk about, okay, coming up, we haven't really talked about this Trayvon Martin. They're doing jury selection for Trayvon Martin case, Mr. Elliott. Have you been watching some of the coverage?
No, I haven't, Jay, because I don't want to get upset and angry with it, man.
Yeah, me either. Don't ask me either.
They get ready to turn this into the O.J. Simpson trial all over again, Miss Terry. Guess what they get ready to do?
Yes, they are.
It's going to be televised everything.
But there's three trials. There's the girl that got shot by the police that was killed. I can't remember where that was. I think in Brooklyn or New York somewhere. The little black girl, her trial is online. Then this one, then the white... And then the white girl's child, what's her name, the crazy girl, you know, this is all online, that you can just sit and watch this. This is crazy. I won't be
Well, I think Trayvon's going to be on TV, though. I mean, I think they're showing
yeah,
that one.
I think so. And I hope people support it because it's very serious. That one is very a serious trial. That's
1 minute left.
Trial.
Okay, 1 minute left. All right, so real quick here, Father's Day. That's coming up this Sunday. And, you know, I know most people either their fathers are no longer with us, but I'm pretty sure, real quick, I want to take it around. Someone who's been a father figure to you, take a few minutes to say Happy Father's Day to him. Michelle, as you first.
Look, man, my brothers and my father were father figures to me. So I thank each and every one of them and my father who's moved on to heaven, man.
All right. Mama BZ, give me a father figure. We're less than a minute. It gets off.
Yes, I have a father, and I love him dearly. He supports me to this day, and I appreciate him so much. And the only thing I want to say is, for those of you who hooked up with the wrong baby daddy, don't take this time to bash your baby daddy. Bash him another day. This day is for the fathers who looked out as good fathers, and this is a special day for those who've done what they're supposed to do.
All right. Dr. Prince, real quick, 10 seconds. Give me one.
I'm going to say, Happy Father's Day. First of all, to Dad.
Yes.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
Hey folks, it is time for our final thoughts. And Dr. Princess Odea, since you get a chance to say what you had to say, it's 3 minutes, girl. It cuts off in 3 minutes. Damn it, you got to wrap it up. All right, girl, give me your final thoughts, baby.
Okay, I just want to say Happy Father's Day to all of those fathers out there. Happy Father's Day to my wonderful uncle, Uncle Samuel, Uncle Harold. And also, I want to say Happy Father's Day to my kid's father. And Happy Father's Day to Dad. You are the best. The best, and we love you so much. And I want to say Happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there, and I want you to remember your children. I don't care what the mom is doing, if you think she's keeping you from the children or whatever the excuse is, there is nothing that should ever stop you from pushing forward to being that father that you should be to your children. Your daughters need you. Your sons need you. They need you, need you, need you. Save our children, we save our world. Father, step up your game. Let's do it.
All right. Wow. I'm shocked. I don't know what to do myself. I was getting ready to hear that. She stopped. I'm shocked. Okay.
I thought I was going to take a nap, but no nap.
Yeah, well, she wasn't there long. Stop it. All right, Momo. Let me go to Miss Terry. Miss Terry, final thoughts, girl.
My final thought is stop judging people. This is Sir Charles. His story is amazing, and today really pissed me off on Facebook because there's a lot of people that like to judge. Stop judging people's walk. God takes them on that walk for them, not for you to learn. Stop judging, and that's all I have to say.
Ooh, she said she got pissed off. She raised her feathers. Ooh, hold on, girl. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I wonder who pissed her off. All right, Momo BZ in the easy for CZ.
Yes. Well, my final thought is I wish everybody good night. I love it. I love the Sir Charles story, and best believe I'm going to follow that story because I really do. I'm into the cancer thing, the whole thing right there that opened me up. So he got me right there. So I'm going to continue to travel along his path and see what he's going through and see where he's come from because I'm interested in that now. And Happy Father's Day to all the fathers because I know, yeah, I may be on the show, though. I'm going to be on the show because I want to see how this is going to go down with Prince Odea running the show.
Well, you know, okay,
yeah,
why are y'all doing that?
I'm just saying, I'll be on the show. I can't wait to see this because this is interesting to me. You know, interesting is
frustrating.
What's going to be interesting? And here we go. That's it. But please, ladies, save this time for the good fathers. It's not time to male bash, man bash your father's day, your baby daddy, you hate him. We all know you hate him. We've heard that already throughout the year. You don't have to tell us that on Father's Day. We already know that. Sit back, relax, and let praise be where it needs to go. To the fathers
all
who
right.
stands up, the fathers, the uncles, the cousins, the brothers who do what they're supposed to do. Let them get their shine on. We're not going to hear about Jerome who ain't doing nothing. We don't want to hear that.
Tyrone. Okay, all right, thank you very much.
Jerome,
all right,
Tyrone, everybody else.
Tyrone. All right, Mr. Final thoughts, dog.
I enjoyed it, brother, Sir Charles, man. Thank you for your inspirational story, man.
Yes.
Especially from a brother coming from health challenges, man. You know, and as I say, I come from a health challenge. I'm upset that I go back to work next week. But hey, I'm also glad that I'm healthy enough to enjoy booty, because
yes.
booty is more important than food.
Me too.
It's more important than water. I see somebody, I see something, I like it, and I want you. Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way.
The choice. Somebody.
Yeah.
Now my name is somebody.
Lord, I want to say happy Father's Day to my brother. I also want to say happy Father's Day to my stepdad. You know, man, you stepped in and took care of some kids of a woman that you didn't even know, bro. And I'm going to tell you something. Kudos to you, because in my mind, you my daddy. I don't give a damn what that other one doing, but you my daddy. You my daddy, Pop.
Happy Father's Day.
Mr. Elliott! Oh, and happy Father's Day to myself, too, to some of my damn colleagues in this show. Sorry, heavens. All right, Mr. Elliott, man, can we put a bow on this damn thing, man?
No, not yet. I just want to reiterate what you just said, man, about happy Father's Day to you, too, Jay, you rotten bastard. All right, now let's put a bow on.
No, I can't stand you. You make me think you sorry black bastard. All you do, man, is start stuff. That's all you good for. I mean, that's it. That's all you do. This is what I think of your ass.
Why would I like to throw some hot grease on you?
Sorry ass, that sucker. I can't stand your ass. All right, so now we can put a bow on it, just sorry troll black ass. All right. Look, are you asking? That's not funny.
It's just tonight, man.
I don't know what they're doing.
I got blamed for not letting them do last week, so. I like
oh, well, you need oh, hell. Okay, well, we got to let them do it. Well, I don't know what they're going to do. All right, meanwhile, for Miss Elliott, Dr. Princess out there, light skin, Momo BZ in the evening, Miss Terry, I'm Jay, God bless. We'll see you when we see you. Peace!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.